Well, it's Wednesday, the 11th of the 11th. Armistice Day. And we don't celebrate Armistice Day in Cork. We don't wear red poppies. It's a different country, different values, different associations. I'm driving out of town. It's 10:40 and I've spent about 2 hours in the car this morning driving. First of all, drive my daughter to school in really heavy traffic. Drive back home again. More traffic, not quite as heavy. And then drive my niece, who babysat for us last night. Drove side back into town. Ran into a shop, bought a couple of Gary Duff hockey hats. Not sure what you call them. They've got buggles or toggles on the top of them. But they're, they're for two birthday presents. My Grace is going to go to two birthday parties this weekend. So I'm now at 10:41, driving back home to do some writing. And it wasn't a good start to the day because having woken at 6:45, which was good, I decided I could just rest easy in bed until about 7:05 before getting up. And before I knew it, it was 8:10. So the day began badly from that point of view. And now I'm in more heavy traffic here. Right. Last night, I went to Toastmasters, a meeting in Blarney. And the only real relevance of that to today has to do with the fact that I have put together a quiz team. And I just maybe need to firm up with the three others besides myself who will be entering a quiz competition in a week's time, a fundraising quiz competition run by the Toastmasters Club that I belong to. Is it going to rain today? I don't know. I don't know at all. And what else could I be talking about today other than the fact that behind me on the right-hand side is a police car. In front of me on the right-hand side is a little tipper truck which is carrying a load of rubbish. And I'm on the bridge. I'm on Brian Boru Bridge in Cork. Which is the first bridge you come to when you are trying to drive off the island. Okay, let's follow the guards. Yep. I'm really not getting a free flow of words out of me this morning. And I feel a bit like a writer who's struggling to string words together on a page, and I might as well just proceed through the next bit of this audio by hoping that something will crop into my mind just while I do my best to speak without hesitation and keeping going, especially because Midlochlin's veterinary pet farm garden seeds and plastic shop is on my left hand side, and that the Garda registration is 151D6993, turning onto King's Terrace. A lot of Irish streets were called after, you know, kings of England and heroes of England, and all had to be or were renamed over the years. So I could do with a bit of music, I think. I'm feeling limp this morning. I need to get my teeth into something, but cut myself some slack, 2 hours in a car, first thing in the morning, driving at a very slow pace, would make anyone feel that they were having a limp day. I guess if you're a donkey and you spent, you know, 2 hours hauling baggages or sacks of sulfur up the side of a mountain in South America, you also feel pretty plodding. Yes, I'm sort of plodding through today. I'm unable to think about anything I have to do, except I've got to clean the house, hang up the clothes, do maybe some ironing. Yeah, I've got a domestic effort to make today, and I mustn't let the domestic stuff distract me from doing the stuff I'm going to get paid for. So I suppose that there's no point in prolonging the agony. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you've had a better start to the day than I have had. And I hope, anyway, that whatever it is, that you'll be very generous to another person today. Yes, that's a little mantra I came across, I've adopted for today. Be generous to someone. So I must go and think, who could I be generous to today? Somebody who wouldn't be expecting it at all. Perhaps a complete stranger. What could I do? Okay, all the best. Bye-bye for now.